We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Ayin Zayin, Sif Tezayin, Bezer Hashem. Kol Adam Yisrael, every individual, Bein Ish, Bein Isha, man or woman, Chayovan Lech, B'Shabbos Shal Sudus, are obligated to eat on Shabbos three meals. Achas B'Layla, Shtayim B'Yoyim, one by night and two by day. There is a Machloikus Rishonim, if this is a Chiv Deraisa, or it's only a Chiv Derabbanan. The Torah uses the word Hayoyim three times. Echula Hayoyim, Kishabbos Hayoyim LaHashem. The question is it Deraisa or Derabbanan? Chayav Lech Kol Suda Pas, and by every one of these meals, bread should be eaten. Afilu B'Suda Shlishis, also by Shalosh Shudas. Yizar Ma'oid, one should be most careful. Lech Kol Pas Dafka, to specifically eat bread. Once he's washing his hands and making a natilas yadayim, so for that tzarich lechol pas kebeya, you have to eat the amount of kebeya of bread. And this halacha applies to women. That means women, as we just said, are obligated to eat shalosh shudos. Not only are they obligated to eat shalosh shudos, but they have to wash and eat bread and eat two and do lecha mishnah, just like the men do. The Chasam Sofer says that somebody who is careful to eat this meal will be protected from all type of tragedy. Therefore, one should be careful. Not to overeat by the previous meal on Shabbos, in order to be able to eat shalosh shudos. Of course, however, one doesn't have to eat too much at shalosh shudos, even as long as you eat preferably bread, and one should also try to have fish by shalosh shudos. Then we have shalosh klal lecha pas gemura, but for some reason it's impossible for someone to eat bread. Yochel chal pachas pas kisnin, he should eat cake or shamach la asum chamishas min adogim, or anything that's made of one of the grains, that he should at least make a barim minim zaynus, shuhun nekrimazim, because something that's made out of a grain is called a nourishing food. If that too is impossible for him, he should eat food that come along with a meal, the basar, the dogim, meat or fish, or kiyotzbem, other such types of food. If that too is impossible, he should eat cooked fruit. When does the man for Suda Shlishis start? From when it's the time of Mincha Gedoyla in the afternoon. Once it's 6.5 hours in the day. And as we've said in previous shurim, that is really measured according to the length of the day. In the winter, it's earlier, summer, later. Sif Yudzayin, Chayv Lefzor B'chol Suda, by every meal on Shabbos, one has to have Shnei Kikra Shleimim, two whole bread. The Taz actually holds that this obligation of Lechem Mishnah is also a Chiv Deraisa. Most Achroinim, because the Pasuk says Lechem Mishnah, most Achroinim disagree with the Taz and of the opinion that it's only the Rabbonim. But again, as we've said, that it is something that everybody should be careful with. Even women, if they're eating themselves, it doesn't make a difference. They should have Lechem Mishnah. The second loaf that we're not going to actually be cutting that loaf of bread, that challah, there is room for leniency. For example, if somebody has a challah taking out from the freezer, which is not really edible, but since we're not cutting that challah, it could be used for lecha mishnah. You hold both of the challahs, b'shas brichas hamotzei, when you're making the hamotzei, b'tzei echem hem, and you cut one of them. The Rashba's opinion actually is that you should cut both challahs by all the meals, but that is not the accepted custom. You make a mark with a knife on the challah b'makom shereitzel of tzoya, in the place that you want to actually cut. But tam, what? Why is it done this way on Shabbos? Nei shebechol tzrichen lachta tzas sovan apas kon birch samaritzim. During the week when you're cutting a challah or a loaf, you have to cut into it. K'mashik safti siman mem alef tzif gimel. B'Shabbos he efshir. Shabbos that isn't an option. B'shinabidin shetei pas shleim b'shas habracha. You have to have a whole loaf to fulfill the obligation of lechem mishnah. L'kein al kaparim roishmim makam achtach. So that's why we make a mark at the place that we're cutting. K'dei shiyedu heichin yichtechu. So that it should be known where exactly we're cutting. V'lo yistarchu lahafsik harbe. And we won't need to make a big hefsik when we're cutting the challah from after the bracha to when we're cutting the challah. To check where exactly we made that cut. The Kav Chaim actually says that on Shabbos we don't make any mark into the challah because we want it to be a shalom. But as I said, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and most people do make that mark. Which challah should be cut? So the minig is, according to the Ramah, that on Friday night, we have the two challahs, and the one that's on bottom, we cut on the right, on the bottom. At night, by day, or by yontif, we cut the upper challah. But first we should make this mark that we just discussed, then hold on to the two challahs, and then afterwards we make the bracha, and then we cut. When we say the shame Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem Alokeinu, we should lift up the challah. V'yesh lanir kek v'shezek zesh roitz lift zayoy say, when we're talking about these two challahs that we're cutting, the one that we're going to cut should be closer to you than the one that we're not going to cut, k'desh lo yitztarach lava mitzah. Because the one we're not going to, if the one we're not going to cut is the one that's closer, we're going to be jumping over the one that we're going to be using for the mitzvah. But feel like kama sudas, if somebody eats a number of meals on Shabbos, b'chal suda by every meal, shnei kikrois shleimim, you need two whole chalas. B'kein kim shkatz b'yom b'shachros kodim suda v'akvu v'oichel pas kistin, even if on Shabbos morning you make kiddush and then you eat some mezonos, yesh l'kach shnayim shleimim. So here, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says a very big kiddush, and that even if we're going to make kiddush and eat a piece of cake for kiddush b'makom suda, we should take two pieces of cake. Most poskim don't quote this minig, and most poskim say that if we're taking a piece of cake, there is no necessity to take lechem mishnah. If somebody wants to be machmer, he may, but that's not the minig ha'olam, that's not the accepted custom. Sif yud ches. Main lechal mesubim b'shulchan lechem mishnah elef ne'achad. Not by all the people who are sitting by the meal do they have lechem mishnah. Only one person. Yiftzuhu loyitzis kulam. So the person who has the lechem mishnah should cut the challah on behalf of everybody. V'gam b'merchis ha'moitzi, and even for the Berchus HaMoitzi, Yeitzu B'mashu B'rich HaMoitzi. They should be Yeitzu with his Berchus HaMoitzi. The minig in many places is that everybody hears the HaMoitzi from the person who's cutting the challah, but when they actually get their challah, they make a new HaMoitzi. The HaMoitzi that they're hearing from the person who's cutting the challah is for the purpose of lechem mishnah if they don't have their own lechem mishnah. But the bracha of a hamoitzi, especially if it's a place where it's not so easy to hear the hamoitzi, so therefore they should make the hamoitzi. There are those that disagree, and they say that that are of the opinion that if you're going to be yoitzi for the lechem mishnah and with the hamoitzi from the person who's cutting the challah, then you should not be making your own hamoitzi. And the Klaus Magrebe felt that even if you didn't hear the amaitzi from the person who is cutting the challah, but you get from that challah, that's your fulfillment of Lechem Mishnah, and you can make hamaitzi. And hearing the hamaitzi from the person making it is not absolutely ascension. Before one makes hamaitzi, yom rishus mayver abaisai, lach tam hu proses hamaitzi, after he takes from the hamaitzi, nachsin l'chalachat prusa, he gives everybody a piece of challah, v'eichlam, and they all eat. Sif yutes, in like kara parsha, Berev Shabbos, if one did not do shnayim mikvech targum before Shabbos, lo yoichel Shabbos shachris, he should not eat the Shabbos morning meal at shikra until he finishes shnayim mikvech targum. Then like kar koyd machila, if you didn't do so, yikra kaparim koyd mincha, he should read it at least before mincha. Ubediyavid at soif yom shlishi, ubediyavid you could do shnayim mikvech targum until Tuesday. Sifchof. Also, l'shanis b'shabbos l'shem tanis. One may not fast on Shabbos, just to fast. I feel as man kotzer, or even for the shortest amount of time. If I feel shloy l'shem tanis, even if you're not accepting upon yourself as a fast day, also kaparim l'shanis achatzois. One has to eat before chatzois, and therefore, even if somebody is davening and learning, he should still make sure to eat before chatzos. And if somebody davens in a shul that they finish davening after chatzos, Doruch HaShulchan says that he should take a drink in the morning before he goes to shul, or he should eat something between shachris and musaf that he shouldn't fast till after chatzos. Actually, the poskim suggest that it doesn't mean that you should wait till chatzos. If you finish davening before chatzos, so eat as soon as possible. We don't want a person to be fasting on Shabbos. The halacha doesn't want him to be fasting on Shabbos. Sif chaf aleph. Also, let's star chas v'shalom aleiz tzar rachman atzlon. One is not allowed to be in the situation of being upset, depressed on Shabbos. Alivakish rachman bal rachman. If somebody has something that's bothering him, he should davening. And therefore, one should avoid crying on Shabbos. One should avoid talking about things that will make him upset, by talking to other people, things that will make them upset. And the question is, could one be mispowel? Could one daven on Shabbos for things that are bothering him? The halach is that we could be lenient. And there are proof to it. There's tefillahs that are said on Shabbos that are bakoshes. You can perkum by Shabbos mevarchim. You say yichatsheyu. Those that say the Rabban kol olamim Friday night by kiddush, and therefore many people, as long as it's not done in a very public fashion, there's room to be lenient. Sifcha beis mitzvah laharbis prepares McDonald's. There's a mitzvah to eat fruit and delicious foods, umine reyach, and besamim, make a bracha on besamim, kedei lahashlim, meyeh brachas, to make up the 100 brachas that one must say every day. Mitzvah, and then there's another point, and that is mitzvah la'angah b'chol davar shu lo la'onig. The mitzvah on Shabbos to have an enjoyment, and any way that you could have an enjoyment, you should try to do on Shabbos, shnei v'karos l'shabbos la'onig. The halacha is that we're supposed to make 100 brachas every day, but on Shabbos, since we say a much shorter Shmoneh Esrei, it becomes difficult. So yes, one of the ways to fulfill this is by listening to the Chazaras Hashatz and listening to the brachas as people get aliyahs. But it's better that you should make your own bracha. And there's actually a machlokes achronim, whether to get to this number of 100, one is allowed to make on Shabbos a bracha she'ena tzricha, meaning that normally you have to be very careful, only make a bracha that you're obligated to make. So if you're eating, don't say bracha achrona if it's still your intention to continue eating, and then you'll have to make another bracha. There are opinions that say that on Shabbos we could be more lenient if your goal is to reach that number of 100. Sif chav gimel. Achasud Shabbos shachris. After eating on Shabbos morning, and Ragel Yishan, if one is accustomed to take a nap, Yishan. Avaloy Yomer, what one may not say is Ishan, I'm going to take a nap Shabbos afternoon, Nei Shanitzarach Lasis Malacha, I have to do something Matzah Shabbos, Olachas B'darach Walai, I'll have to take a trip. And what that would cause is that you're going to end up doing Hachana, you're preparing on Shabbos for Matzah Shabbos. And even if your intention in doing what you're doing is for a mitzvah, in other words, if Matzah Shabbos is Shavuos, and you're sleeping, so you should be able to be up Shavuos by night. If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and you're taking your nap, so you should be able to be up in the, by the Seder, you're allowed to take the nap, but you shouldn't say that that's the purpose of why you're taking a nap. Sifchav Dal Akach Koyvelul Matayra. The afterwards, one should, after he gets up, should have time to learn Torah. And the Rishonim already say that the learning on Shabbos is most special, because since on Shabbos we have a neshami in the Seirah, so that gives our learning a much higher level as of learning than during the week. B'pash Shabbos Nemar, and the Parsha of Shabbos, the Torah says, V'yakal Moshe, V'darsha Rabbein Hasenu Zuchayin Al-Vrachim, Lama Nema Pashas Uv'yakal, V'nama Nema Kem Echol Tarekula, why does it only say this here, nowhere else? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Reid V'aseli Kehilas Gedolos B'Shabbos, go and make large Kehilas on Shabbos, Kedei She'yomadu Adaris Abarim Machrecha, the future generations shall learn La'akal Kehilas B'chol Shabbos, to gather on Shabbos Ulum Atayr B'Rabim, and to learn Torah. The purpose of Shabbos for Yom Tov was given to learn Torah. Many people are very occupied during the week with whatever they do. And they don't have really that time on Shabbos during the week to learn Torah as much as they would like or should. They have more of an opportunity to learn Torah. Therefore, people who work all week, then they don't have the time to learn that much during the week. They have a greater obligation to learn Torah on Shabbos, ish kefi hasag galta v'yicholta. Everyone as much as he can. And I saw the pasuk says, and masai miantem lishma mitzrayis v'sirayisai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that how long will you not spend the time to learn Torah? And then the pasuk continues, if you'll say, well, I'm so preoccupied, I don't have the time to learn Torah. Says the pasuk, "Ruki Hashem nasan lachem es Shabbos." Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Shabbos, and on Shabbos you don't have the excuse that you don't have time. And therefore, certainly people who are busy all week should make it their business to spend a decent amount of Shabbos learning Torah.